You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Sponsored in part by Creative Foundations in Delaware and Starbase Columbus in Westerville. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey there, you just accidentally turned on your radio at just the right time because it's Nerd Overload, the show where we talk pop and geek culture. I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Samantha.
We have a great show for y'all. Thank you very much for tuning in. Before we get into our news, as always, let's get some stuff we've been checking out.
We watched
Hateful Eight.
The Hateful Eight yesterday.
Cool. Did you watch it in 70 millimeter?
Maybe. It was a pirated rip.
Okay.
Cut that out.
No. We do not condone.
Yeah. It was good. It wasn't one of my favorite Tarantino movies I've ever seen, but it was still really good, really great dialogue.
It has Tarantino moments.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure. It has to.
That's what I keep hearing about this one, that it's not as good, but it fits. Yeah. It's a Tarantino movie. I mean, what you're getting.
I don't regret watching it. I was entertained, but it's not Kill Bill.
Or Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. It's not even Django Unchained, but very similar to Django Unchained.
Does it tie into all of his other movies, like everything else he seems to do?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, I didn't catch it if it did.
We're trying to catch it.
Yeah.
Was there like a twist? Kind of a twist at the end?
It kind of changes genres partway through.
What?
It turns into a murder mystery later, and then... Because it's a bunch of Western types that end up in a blizzard trapped in a cabin.
It's like a locked room mystery kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And out of nowhere, about halfway through, there's suddenly a narrator, too. And it's Tarantino as the narrator, which makes sense. He's the director. He's telling us the story.
Well, that's kind of hard to put him in the movie when all the characters are already locked in the cabin together.
True.
Hey, here's this new character, played by Quentin Tarantino.
If we want to get spoilery, there is a new character for way through.
Yeah, let's do it. Why not?
I'll say, it's not going to affect me too much.
It's not worth spoiling, really.
Oh, okay.
But I would say it's worth watching.
Okay.
Kurt Russell's really good in it.
He's always good in everything.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the Jennifer Jason Leigh? She was the...
I think so.
She was funny. She was really funny in it.
Cool. She doesn't do a whole lot these days.
No.
I liked what I saw of her in the trailers.
Well, she gets beat up a lot, though. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's
it's a Tarantino movie.
I mean, she's a criminal, and...
Yeah. Well, she's going to go get hanged.
Yeah. But it's kind of uncomfortable. In the same way, it's kind of uncomfortable that they say the N-word a lot.
I was going to ask, how often do they say the N-word?
A lot.
Is it like multiple per minute kind of...
It's not multiple per minute, but it's up. It's a lot
it's
like
up there.
Django.
Okay. Yeah.
More than they needed to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, we get it. It's the 1800s.
Yeah.
There's an African-American character. We get it.
Oh, my God.
One of the guys is a Confederate general. We get it.
Now, how many times does Sam Jackson say that word?
Plenty.
Is it enough? Okay. Yeah.
Filled his quota.
An adequate amount.
Oh, my God, that scene, though, when Sam Jackson's character's talking about when he captured the Confederate general's son.
Oh.
Yeah. We can't talk about it
on the radio, but it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine.
Man, I was going to watch it. Now I have to watch it because now I got to know. And then I got to feel bad about it.
What else? Was there anything? I don't know. Zoe Bell was in it because she's in every Tarantino movie since Death Proof. But I like her. She's
That's cool.
cool.
Yeah, she is cool.
As Six Horse Judy, because she can, what is it? Control, what is that called when you drive a carriage?
Driving a carriage.
Is that what it's called? There's no equestrian word for it.
Pilot.
Piloting six horses. Commanding six horses. I don't know.
Bending their will to hers.
Yeah. It's probably just driving.
Probably.
Yeah. Riveting radio.
Yeah. It has that same like thick goopy blood that Django had. Like
oh,
it had
really?
That weird like.
You know, except for the real blood when Leo actually cut his hand.
Yeah. Really viscous Tarantino blood. There's some great vomiting.
Oh, God.
I don't want to spoil
you're
why.
You're really selling me on this movie.
It's kind of funny vomiting.
Spoiler alert. Like, there's bodily functions.
Like projectile.
Okay.
Like all right. Exorcist.
All right, I'm back in. Sounds good.
Like it's not... It's, it is. It's It's beyond gross.
It's ridiculous.
It's funny.
It's just funny. Okay. Awesome. Cool.
It's like Kill Bill Blood Fountain, but throw up.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Now I'm still lukewarm on this movie.
I think you should see it.
Yeah. I mean, if you like Tarantino movies, it's you're going to like it. You're in for
like,
a good time.
I like a lot of Tarantino movies. I won't say I like them all.
I don't think I've ever seen one I didn't like.
Yeah.
On some level. Some of them are better than others, obviously. But...
Yeah. The first time I watched Death Proof, I wasn't super into it.
Oh, I like Death Proof. It's definitely not one of his better ones, yeah. But I liked it well enough. Yeah.
Entertained.
Yeah, I was entertained. Are you not entertained?
Ah, you beat me to it. I was going to do it. Gladiator, another Tarantino film.
I wish they would do another Grindhouse. I love that.
That would be cool.
Seeing two movies and all the fake trailers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those fake trailers actually became real movies.
Yeah.
It was a good time. It was a good time at the movies.
God, what was the trailer with Nicolas Cage?
Oh, it was the Rob Zombie one, wasn't it? Because he was Fu Manchu.
He was Fu Manchu, yeah. wasn't there also one that was like Werewolves of the SS or
that
something like
that?
That
was the same one.
It was
that's
the same
it,
one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's
Werewolves
what I was thinking.
Werewolves of the SS. I'd watch that, actually.
It was kind of a combination of Ilsa the She-Wolf and literal wolves.
Wolves, yeah.
But that, it was just a fun, cool thing, and they'll probably never do anything like it again. It was just like a different experience to have at the movies. I guess it didn't do that hot.
It didn't.
Because people don't want to go to the movies for 4 hours.
Some people have lives. Yeah.
Well, responsibilities.
Well, honestly, I'd have a hard time going to the movies for 4 hours now. But
yeah,
back when Grindhouse came out, I could absolutely do it. I could go to the movies for 8 hours if I wanted. I've been playing the Lego Avengers game that just came out not too long ago.
Yeah, how is it?
It's a Lego game. It plays like all the other Lego games.
Good.
Do.
Then I'm in. That's awesome. That's a quality game.
And it's one of the ones that uses movie audio, but it holds my attention better than Jurassic Park did for whatever reason. I guess just because I like Avengers a whole lot more than I like Jurassic Park.
Good. Now, is it a open world?
It has open world parts, but I don't know how to get to them.
Okay.
At one point, I got to be Captain America running around New York, but I haven't been able to go back to it. It's just been funneling me through story mode.
Huh.
Which was just I've done the first Avengers movie. And it was cool. They mixed a little bit of the original Captain America in there. So there's a couple levels from that movie.
Oh, cool.
Kind of seamlessly mixed in with the first Avengers. So it's pretty cool. It's like a kind of a cool celebration of the whole, all the franchises.
Excellent. That's really cool.
But yeah, I haven't got to the open world stuff, which sucks because that's what I'm looking forward to.
You unlock Squirrel Girl yet?
No.
Bummer.
Because I only got to do the open world once. I got to fight crocodiles with laser guns attached to them with Kamala Khan.
Nice. Excellent.
That was cool for the 2 minutes it lasted.
Yeah.
But yeah, I need to figure out how to get back to that open world.
Wow, bro. You just find that door.
That door to that open world where all your dreams can come true. Have we done anything else? You should at least say no into the microphone instead of shake your head.
Okay, well, I've done a couple of things real quick.
No, do make them as long as
you okay,
can.
All right, I'll stretch this out. Well, I downloaded...
You sound like the El Dorado announcer.
A little bit, yeah, yeah.
Hopefully we'll release them.
Eventually, we'll get them. We'll get it. I downloaded and started playing Earthbound on the 3DS because it was one of the Super Nintendo games that they're releasing.
One of my favorite games of all time.
Yeah, I am just barely into it, so I haven't really formed a full opinion of it. But so far, it's fun. It's an RPG.
I really like the writing. Really warm and friendly writing.
I've noticed the writing is a lot different than your stock standard RPG, so that's really cool. Again, I haven't really gotten far enough.
The gameplay, though, is exactly your stock standard RPG.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's exactly Dragon Quest.
Mm-hmm. But no, I like how the enemies on screen, they are avoidable if you want. And I also like where if you're high enough level, it'll just auto.
Yeah, you automatically win.
You'll auto complete it. So that's cool. That saves some time.
Every JRPG needs that. But
I agree.
Unfortunately, we're not so lucky.
Yeah. And the other game I played a little bit of last night was Chroma Squad. We've talked about it on the show a couple times.
Oh, you went back to it?
Yeah, because I never actually completed it.
Hmm.
So I started it from the beginning.
I saw you log into it on Steam.
Yeah. I was playing it for a little bit last night, and far enough to know that I messed up and I need to start my save over again.
Oh, no.
But that's okay. But it's fun. The writing is really clever, and the art style, it's pixelated, but it's really nice.
It's good pixels.
It's very clean. It's very clear. But yeah, I'm just going through and starting to play through that again. It's fun.
I think if you like Chroma Squad, I think you'd like Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
They're very similar. It's the same kind of...
Oh, it's the same kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to look into that. Because I've always kind of avoided Fire Emblem. I don't know why.
It's good.
Just
I
for
like
whatever
it.
Reason,
yeah,
I haven't
Yeah, it's actually, it's
it.
Really good.
I love it.
Especially the new one's really good, too.
You can make all the characters smooch.
Oh,
that's
well, great.
Your favorite
that's,
part. Yeah.
Well, you're selling me. That sounds like a plus 10 out of 10 game.
You know, Samantha, all she plays is, you know, those Japanese dating sims. Like Honey Pop.
You've never played Honey Pop. You probably wouldn't hate it.
It's probably not.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I've played Honey Pop. The puzzle part is actually pretty good.
Yeah, from what I've seen, yeah, it's competent. It's just also, you
pervy.
Know.
Yeah.
So pervy.
Yeah.
And just badly written and a little bit racist.
Just a little.
What?
Just a touch.
Oh, a
just
lot
a
of
taste.
The... You know, the girls are different nationalities, yeah. And the gifts you can give them are a little racist. A little stereotype. Well, not racist as much as just stereotype.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm American. Oh, thank you for this cheeseburger.
Oh, thanks.
It is. Yeah, there's some of that. Yeah,
thanks for these maracas. I'm Latina.
Yeah.
Olé.
Yeah. Thanks for this sombrero, I think is literally a...
the sushi?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Oh my god, do you see a new Honey Pop game came out?
Yeah, it looks
Honey
boring.
Oh, I played it, it's boring.
It looks really boring.
It's Honey Cam Studio.
Yeah.
Where you run a cadre of cam girls. Wait, cadre of cam girls? I could write the copy for the box.
You could.
It'd be great.
Hire him.
But it's not fun. It's one of those clicker games, like kind of like Cookie Clicker, but not fun.
Yeah, that's what it's looked like.
Because
yeah.
Cookie Clicker is, for some reason, fun. But this is like asking you to juggle too many. It's about juggling too many things at once is what the game is. You got to juggle your resources by clicking on things, and you're just constantly clicking on things, and there's...
Meh.
There's strategy to it, but it's not fun. It feels like slowly being buried alive.
That's my life. I don't want that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's slowly being buried alive, the game.
Yeah.
Sounds like school.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And it's the same kind of like borderline offensive and not in a clever way to where it's funny. Like two of your resources is just cigarettes and booze. And the girls need cigarettes and booze to keep from being stressed.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because all cam girls are trashy women who smoke and drink all day.
Well, I would, but that's just me.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, I've...
and there's no adult content either. Which was one of the draws, I guess. That's the word.
Yeah.
I was going to say selling point.
We're putting quotes up here. Yeah. One of the draws of Honey Pop.
Something that may make someone interested in it.
Yeah. But it's like they ditched all the solid gameplay of Honey Pop and then just made a crappy clicker game.
Yeah. Art doesn't even look as good.
No, it's not. It's cute, but some of the characters, their designs are kind of cool, but no.
Nah, bruh.
Well,
do not recommend, thumbs down.
I watched a handful of movies over the weekend.
What were they?
I watched We're Back, a dinosaur movie.
Story,
yeah.
It is also a dinosaur movie. So yes. You're not wrong.
I mean, it's got a really good cast in it. You got like John Goodman and Julia Child and this.
Julia Child is in it?
Yeah, she's the lady. She's the curator of the museum.
I did not know.
Little blind lady.
Oh wow!
I know I watched as a child, but I have no memory.
Yeah,
at all.
Me too. I know I've seen it. But
I've seen the box. I don't think it's one of those that I never rented from the movie store, but I have seen the box many times because it's like in the museum and they're like all busting through or something like that, right? That's the front of the box.
This is real big on the box. We're back.
It's always one of those I looked at and went, next time.
Next time.
I have to rent
Meteor Man.
Again.
You know what? West Coast Video, I bought their copy of Meteor Man when they were going out of business. I watched that. So Meteor Man and The Flash, like the old like John Wesley Shipp Flash. They put the first three episodes as like a made for TV movie on a VHS, and when they went out of business, I bought both of those. I still have them somewhere.
Yeah, I used to watch Meteor Man a lot, and I used to watch Blank Man a lot.
Meteor Man is such a good movie too.
It is. It's cheesy and stupid.
It's really underlooked.
It really is.
What one is that? I can't.
It's the one with
Steve Harvey.
No, it's not Steve Harvey. No, but it's an all African American cast.
Yeah,
and it's a substitute teacher gets hit by a meteor and grants him superpowers like flight, but he's afraid of heights. And he can absorb all of the knowledge out of a book for 1 minute.
Yeah.
For what?
Oh my god! When he's fighting at the end, that bookmobile like spills all the books out.
Yeah, he goes and grabs a book, and it's like the Bruce Lee Kung Fu book. So he
all of a sudden knows Jeet Kune Do.
Jeet Kune Do for a minute.
He's Joe 90 for a lot less.
Kind of, but the joke is he tosses the book and fights, and then after a minute he forgets. So he goes scrambling for the books again and finds one that looks like it, grabs it. Absorbs it, turns it around, and it's runway modeling.
Yeah, him. So him and the villain both grab the book at the same time, and they both start.
Well, no, he grabs it.
Oh, yeah, and he throws it.
And he looks at it and kind of gets like this kind of look on his face, and then tosses it at the villain who also has part of the meteor powers. And for 1 minute, they runway model fight.
Like they're pulling hair and like smacking each other.
They're like strutting around and like doing everything, and then they start slapping.
It's really funny.
And then
it's,
after a minute, they all kind of like shake their head and go, oh,
that weird. Meteor Man costume. Oh my god!
It's a good, solid design. Meteor Man is in Marvel Comics continuity. He had a 4-issue miniseries where he teamed up with Spider-Man and Captain America.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yep. So he's totally going to be in Civil War.
Totally. You've confirmed. Totally confirmed.
So anyway, we're back. A Dinosaur Story. Basically, there's this guy called Dr. New Eyes, or Professor New Eyes. And
he has new eyes.
Not really. But he has like this weird thing called brain grain, and he feeds it to a bunch of dinosaurs, and it makes them smart and not savage anymore. And he's trying to fulfill the wishes of children.
So wait a minute. There were dinosaurs in modern day that were crazy and made them smart?
Why are they back? Oh, okay.
He went back in time. He has a crazy airship that can travel through time.
Okay, for a second I thought there was a time where there were humans and also mindless dinosaurs wandering around, and he just happened to give these dinosaurs smarts.
No, he went back in time. It's a little jarring at first because there's like this whole sequence like a baby bird at the beginning of the movie, and Rex, the T-Rex, is playing golf.
Oh, nice.
Like wearing like a golf shirt and hat and glasses.
Was that John Goodman?
Yeah, John Goodman is Rex. Yeah, and he goes back in time, grabs these dinosaurs, makes them smart and nice, and brings them to modern-day New York at the time. And because one of the first shots is the familiar skyline.
Yeah.
And is basically about fulfilling children's wishes, but then he's got an evil brother named Professor Screw Eyes.
Dr. Wily.
Basically, he kind of looks like Dr. Wily, just he doesn't have a mustache. And he's got like a literal screw for an eye. And apparently he's insane.
That's kind of a cool design.
Yeah.
Yeah, it creeped sounds me like out it. As a kid. I think that was the point.
When you said New York skyline, for some reason, the theme song to The Critic popped into my head.
Yeah, I get it. But yeah, it's cheesy and it's on Netflix.
They just added it.
Yeah, I know, because I almost bought it at the store the other day. Just as a nostalgia kind of thing.
Nice.
But let's see, what else did I watch? I watched Book of Life for the first time.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I really
dig
it.
It's fantastic.
It is amazing. The voice acting is really good. The story is really good. The soundtrack is amazing. Taking all these like popular songs and mariaching them.
Creep. Oh my god.
Oh, I know. That part was great.
Yeah, there's a Radiohead song in there. They actually let them use Creep in a movie.
Why did my brain just flash to Life of Brian?
I don't know.
You said Book of Life and my brain all of a sudden went to Life of Brian, Monty Python. That's why I was like, God, what? Mariachi's theme songs? What is this?
No, the movie's all about like Mexican Day of the Dead.
No, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah. But for a second, okay, never mind. Whatever.
Yeah, but it's really good, and I love how everyone looks like wooden puppets.
Yeah, all the character designs are fantastic.
Yeah,
even Ron Perlman's character, who's the bad guy, but at the same time, he's not completely a bad guy. He's kind of a Loki-esque kind of character.
Those are the best kind of bad guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just really good. The soundtrack is all these modern songs, like mariachied. They did Mumford & Sons wait. And that part was really cool. But of course, I also really, really like Mumford and Sons.
There's some Biz Markie in there.
It's, like excellent. I said, the soundtrack is amazing. It actually made me want to buy the soundtrack. I watched that.
The artist that does it, Jorge Gutierrez, I think is his name.
Oh, yeah,
he's fantastic.
Yeah, I watched the special features with him.
He's the guy that did the El Tigre show on Nickelodeon.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Some other stuff. I love his art, though.
Yeah. And then I watched Inside Out for the first time.
It's a good movie.
It is a really good movie.
Did you cry tears?
Not really.
Yeah, it didn't get me either. I got it was sad.
Yeah, I got it. I mean,
but I didn't.
And I got what they were going. I sat there for most of the movie going, man, Joey's kind of a jerk. But I think that's the point of the movie.
She's a Leslie Knope that lives inside of a little girl's brain.
Pretty much.
It's pretty much the same character.
Something I kind of noticed, there's a couple scenes where they get inside the parents' heads. Did you notice that sadness is in charge of the mom's brain and anger is in charge of the dad's brain? And that's kind of, they never show any of that on the screen, but it's kind of weird.
If you think about it, that's going somewhere dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think I've seen the theories and stuff online about it where people talk about like maybe the mom deals with maybe depression issues. Mm-hmm. And the dad is maybe has anger issues. Or they're just trying to say that dads are supposed to be the tough, kind of gruff ones. And I don't know. Some of the other, like, inside other people's was kind of funny. Like the little boyfriend guy that comes to visit and his brain is basically just dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
Because teenage boys' brains are dumb.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then there was... inside the cat.
Oh, yeah.
the cats are just, even though they're all different emotions, they're just doing stupid stuff.
Cat stuff.
They're just walking on keyboards and stuff. The bus driver, every single one of his emotions was anger.
I think I've had that bus driver.
Yeah.
They're all anger, but they're all different colors. Uh-huh. But no, the voice acting was great. All the characters was great.
I like Paula Poundstone had a cameo.
Yeah.
If you like Wait, Don't Tell Me. Yeah. Which you'll appreciate that. Yeah.
But no, I just, you know, I really enjoyed it. I mean, I'm kind of sad I didn't see it in theater. It's one of those ones that I definitely would have been fine paying $15-16 for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did we see a movie recently? Oh, no, it was Batman Superman. Never mind. We don't need to talk about that again.
Oh, we could. We could fill another half hour.
We're not going down that train again.
No.
We've been angry enough.
Speaking of The Critic, I have been watching it lately.
Excellent.
At night, like when I can't sleep, because I'm having serious insomnia, but that's neither here nor there. it's a great show. It was really ahead of its time.
It really was. I really liked it when I was younger. A lot of the jokes of like unnecessary sequels and things like that.
And they all still hit today.
Oh, definitely.
Maybe
yeah.
even more so.
Yeah, yeah, because sure. It is happening.
Yeah.
Like the Jurassic Park ones.
There was a great Alien one where it's just Ripley and the alien, and like it's the alien's roaring at her, and then the little mouth comes out, and then it just gives her a little kiss on the cheek. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Or when Schwarzenegger was going to come on the show, and they released that video they didn't want him to release, singing like "I'm a Little Teapot" or something like that, and he got mad and left.
Jay Sherman's dad is always hilarious.
Yeah. Oh man. I used to really, really dig that show.
It's a good show. They used to rerun it on Comedy Central a lot.
I think that's when I used to watch it,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it never was on Adult Swim.
Same here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Didn't Dr. Katz run on Comedy Central, too?
It did. Where it originated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, there's a Comedy Central cartoon that I've been watching a little bit. You remember Dilbert?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dilbert cartoon's not bad.
Yeah, the comic strip is kind of lame.
Oh, yeah.
But the show was actually
really
funny.
And the guy
really
that created it is human garbage.
Oh, yeah. No, he's, yeah. But the show itself was, like, pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I digged it.
Yeah, do you know Daniel Stern was the voice of Dilbert in that?
I think I knew that.
Yeah. It was him. It was Chris Elliott was there. There was, who was it?
His boss is like a really familiar voice too.
Yeah, there was a shocking amount of celebrity voices on that show.
It ran for a while too, for a show that was on
couple
UPN
seasons,
or whatever.
Couple seasons, yeah,
yeah.
And I got rerun on Comedy Central. I thought.
I think it still gets syndicated a little bit.
Yeah,
here and there. But I remember always really liking Dogbert and Catbert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Catbert being like the ultimate evil or whatever. and the true head of the company.
Yeah.
I feel like Dogbert now would just be like a fedora-headed men's rights activist.
Oh, a little
bit.
I mean,
you can kind of see that in him if you think about it already.
Yeah, yeah. Let's, okay.
Yeah, he's got that kind of libertarian attitude.
A little bit, yeah. All right, well, hey, let's go ahead and take a break here, and when we come back, we'll dive in some news.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by Creative Foundation.
Hi, my name is Robert.
Hi, my name is Amber.
Hi, my name is Jessica.
I'm Jimmy, and I work at Crave Foundations,
the store that employs people with developmental disabilities.
We have 4 locations:
Delaware, Mount Vernon, Marysville, and Urbana.
Our website is creativefoundations.org.
Find us on Facebook.
Set Phasers to Fun at the 8th Annual Out of This World Festival hosted by Starbase Columbus on May 21st from noon to 7 p.m. The Out of This World Festival will feature food, exhibits, a sci-fi collectibles auction, and more. Admission is free to the public, but donations are appreciated. Starbase Columbus and the Out of This World Festival is located at 5541 Westerville Road in Westerville. Outofthisworldfest.blogspot.com for more information.
Hey, that was the Gorillaz song that you know.
That one.
No, they've had a lot of hit songs. Yeah. They're great.
Yeah, it's called Clint Eastwood's, what this one was.
Yeah, it was their first big one.
Mm-hmm. So why did we play that song, Cody?
We played that song because it's good. No.
Oh,
yeah, because Gorillaz are coming back. They're doing another album, I guess.
That's excellent.
The guy that what's that guy's name?
Jamie Hewitt?
Is he the artist or the...
He might be the artist.
I think he's the artist. There's another, the music guy. Well, they both kind of collaborate, but...
Yeah.
The one guy from Blur...
Oh, yeah.
...is the music guy.
That's right.
Yeah, no, Jamie Hewitt's the artist because he did Tank Girl.
Right, yeah.
But, he posted a video of them recording new stuff in the studio.
Is it like Damon Wayans? It's not Damon Wayans.
Is it his brother Marlon? Is it Marlon Wayans?
Damon Albarn.
It was a Damon, but it's
Damon
not,
Albarn.
Not Damon Wayans.
Do you guys remember Damon's, that restaurant down in Delaware?
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
There was a Damon's at Kent in the basement.
Nice.
There used to be a Damon's at the mall in Strasbourg.
Damon's is pretty good.
That's good stuff.
So anyway, aside from food talk... The Gorillaz are coming back.
No, I want to keep talking about this. Do you remember the onion ring towers that they had at Damon's?
Oh,
those are the freaking best.
They have those at Red Robin.
Oh, I don't care. It's not Damon's.
I've never been to Damon's, so I can't be part of this conversation.
Eating at Red Robin is like rolling the diarrhea dice.
Oh, my God. I like Red Robin. What is wrong with you?
Oh, I love Red Robin, but
Robin isn't bad.
Whenever we go, there's always one of us that ends up on the porcelain throne to D-Town.
Every time, and it's usually me.
Anyways, Josh, tell me about the Gorillaz.
Well, they're a band. They're an animated band. God, you're totally derailed me with all this.
Do they do live shows ever?
Yeah, they do live shows.
Yeah, but they always have like panels.
Yeah,
like,
they
set
drop
up
the screens down.
Yeah,
And have the animated characters playing the instruments.
One of their later ones, they just had a band out, and it was a tribute band, conceptually a tribute band, but it was the actual band, and the Gorillaz were puppets in a balcony like Statler and Waldorf.
Oh, that's cool.
There was like 2D, and Russell were up in the balcony watching.
That's
the concept.
Really cool. I always love their music videos.
Yeah, they're always great. The animation's always fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're leaning more towards CG now, though.
Well, that's okay.
Well,
as
I
long as it's good
I think
CG.
I think it's one of those, like, I know they did a couple music videos in the CG, but I always think it's more of a marriage of the CG in traditional animation.
It makes sense to lean towards CG now, too, because there's the technology to do them as holograms as kind of a Hatsune Miku situation.
Yeah, I've watched a couple of their live videos, and that's kind of pretty much what it is.
I would love to see them as, like, cel-shaded.
Yeah.
That would be really cool. Like how the Platinum Games did the Transformers or like the new Turtles where it's, you know, real sketchy looking, but it's definitely 3D.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would work really well for their stuff.
But I'm excited for them. You know, I've always really liked the Gorillaz.
Yeah. I wish they could do their movie. They tried to do a movie a couple times and it just never happened.
I had one of their like behind the scenes DVDs that basically told like their personal stories and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And had the characters living in like an Avengers Tower-esque kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, the Kong Studios building.
Yeah.
Which, there's a whole mythology. They have a whole mythology. The Kong Studios building they don't use anymore. It got torn down.
Really?
Then they moved to Plastic Beach.
Oh, right. Okay.
Which,
yeah.
That on the cover of Plastic Beach is the Plastic Beach.
Interesting. Okay.
Which is where they moved.
Well, it'd be cool.
And Noodle's a cyborg now or something. Now.
Yeah. She was dead for a while.
And now she's a robot.
And Plastic Beach is like one of those garbage islands.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah. It would be neat if they did their movie. Yeah. That would be cool.
Or I think something. They said it's a long shot now. It probably never happened, but there was a time when they were seriously working on it.
That's, wow.
Well, I hope this new album really like drums up new interest in the Gorillaz.
That would be cool.
It's one of those kind of, you know, obscure bands from back in the day that I loved.
There was a video they did not too long ago that I don't think it got a lot of play. It kind of just snuck out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's CG on live action. And really? It's really cool.
Yeah.
Looking.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I have to look that up.
I forget what the song's called, but
yeah, I know the one you're talking about though.
I think they did it for a cell phone carrier or something.
Yeah.
Like it's they did. Not like for a real album or anything, but the video is cool.
They needed grocery money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So anyway, in other news,
speaking of cool videos, they released another trailer for Suicide Squad
to another song.
Yeah.
To another, Ballroom Blitz.
Another good song.
Yeah. I mean, the music choice is on point with these trailers.
Oh, definitely.
They're doing that right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Some of the action looks pretty cool, too. There's
it does.
You know, Harley's hanging upside down, shooting guns. Like,
yeah. They highlighted a lot of other characters in this. There's a lot of Killer Croc in this. A little bit more Katana, which is cool.
Definitely more Katana, which is good.
Because we haven't seen any of her.
Not really.
Nobody knows who she is, really, outside of comic book circles.
Yeah. And even then.
Yeah.
Yeah. We saw a lot of Harley.
Of course. Her and
Maybe
Joker
a little
are be
too
like,
much Harley.
Saw her in her underwear, and everyone kind of does that. And goes, what? You know, I love Harley Quinn as a character. I'm still having a hard time trying to get behind this character.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't really fault her yet because I haven't seen the full portrayal of the character in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a little sad the accent's not there.
It's a little bit.
Just a little bit, but not...
I mean, yeah, there have been other Harley voice actors and stuff that make it almost obnoxious. But,
sure.
But I don't know. I mean...
She does it's enough to where she doesn't seem like a cartoon.
True,
which
right.
is the thing. Like, that voice is very cartoonish. I think... I understand why it's not.
No, yeah, I get it.
It doesn't translate well. I'm just worried that she's going to get too annoying.
Yeah, which
that
I
the
mean,
quips
you can,
are just going to come too quick and too
much,
too
and
often.
Just not be clever.
Yeah,
just a landslide of bad jokes.
One of these is going to hit.
Yeah, the quantity over quality.
Yeah.
Approach.
Which I did hear that rumor that we reported on last week about them shooting to add more humor wasn't actually true. What the actors from it said they were shooting more action.
Oh, so, okay.
Unless they're lying.
Yeah, unless they're lying. I don't know.
Well, maybe it's funny action.
Yeah. Action comedy.
Yeah. We see a little bit more Will Smith.
Yeah.
And the more I see his Deadshot, the more it's just Will Smith.
Yeah, it's
pretty
Will
much.
Smith.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's Will Smith doing Will Smith well. It's not like it's
Will
not like...
Smith that doesn't have to be a goody two shoes, which is nice for a change.
But oh,
it's
yeah.
Will Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like Bad Boys Will Smith, not like, or like, Men in Black 1 Will Smith, not Men in Black 3 Will Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
you think he'll make a song for the movie? He'll do
I think he has
do
already.
A rap?
I think he has, actually. Actually, you know what? You guys talk about it.
Didn't
I
he do a video for...
Almost every movie he's in, he wrote a song for back in the day.
Well, back in the day, yeah, I know. I mean, we had the Wild Wild West. And...
Wild Wild West, Wicked Wicked Scratch. Man, I hate that movie.
You had to
I
stop.
Hate that movie. I had to turn it off.
It should make you watch it all the way through.
Well, I just wanted to see cool steampunk stuff because it's like the only steampunk movie.
I don't think.
Well, it's not the only steampunk movie.
It's like the only big Hollywood steampunk movie.
Metal spider.
Big metal spider.
And the coal powered wheelchair.
Yeah, but when they're about to lynch Will Smith and he starts going on about how slavery wasn't that bad, I'm like, oh my god. I had to shut it off.
Yeah, not
that
great.
Was not cool.
No. Great.
Okay, I couldn't find anything about Will Smith doing a music video for Suicide Squad, but you know he's going to.
I don't know.
Suicide Squad, Wiki Wiki Bang Bang.
I think he kind of got out of that a little bit.
But well, I guess he didn't do one for After Earth. So
oh, no.
I'm sorry. I misspoke. After Earth.
With a duet with his son.
Yeah. Yeah, but Suicide Squad looks fun. Everything looks good.
That's the important part. Like, at least it looks fun.
It looks fun. It, yeah.
Oh, we got a little bit more Batman in the trailer.
Yeah, we did get more Batman.
I'm a little... I have low expectations. As long as it entertains me, I'm good.
Oh, I'm right there with you. Yeah, as long as it's not Batman v Superman.
I didn't get to talk about it, but like first part of the movie, I was literally like rolling around in my chair because I was so bored. I was tossing and turning. Like
I can believe it.
There's just a lot of times where we both just audibly sighed during the beginning of the movie because we were bored.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was me. Like I saw the movie by myself, and I'm basically just kind of like. I just zombied out watching this stupid movie that I got like no entertainment out of. Like,
oh, I got entertainment out of it, but it wasn't.
I think we got at least an hour's worth of entertainment out of it.
It wasn't based on anything they did on purpose.
Sure. Oh yeah, absolutely.
I would say it's a laugh out loud movie.
Anyway, we've already
yeah, we've hit this. We've hit this dead horse.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
With many baseball bats.
Yeah. What do you think of the Joker? In this new Suicide Squad trailer.
Hate it. Hate him. I hate Jared Leto already to begin with. And he looks stupid. He sounds like garbage. Yeah, that laugh is not good.
Yeah, that's not a good laugh.
It's no Mark Hamill, that's for sure.
Do you think we would like him better if he looked like the Joker? He didn't have the busted out grill and wasn't covered in tattoos. If he just looked like...
A little bit, but I don't think it would be enough to save it.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see, you know, how he actually acts.
It wouldn't hurt.
what little bit we've actually got, it's. I mean, yeah, we can make as many assumptions as we can, because I do hate the look.
Yeah.
The look is just awful.
Yeah.
That's, like, probably one of my biggest beefs with the character. But we haven't really seen him do that much other jokery things.
Just laugh and zap Harley Quinn before she becomes... Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
And in the trailer, were they fighting like golems or something?
Yeah, I know. They're like turning to ash or something.
Something. Something weird.
I don't know what all that was.
Who knows?
When does this movie come out? Is it soon?
A couple months, maybe? I just had the page up and I closed it because I'm...
I hate when they play Harley Quinn dumb, too. Because, I mean, she was a doctor.
Yeah, she is super smart. Come on. In the comics, she even got on... Dr. Fate's butt for actually not earning the title of doctor. August 5th. I thought it was a little sooner.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was too.
Yeah. August 5th.
Just in time for my birthday. Thanks.
There we go.
Thanks for that.
Oh, the movie will be released on the 50th anniversary of the Joker's live action debut from Batman 66.
What an honor.
Okay. That's cool.
Why not?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Have you ever seen video of Mark Hamill like doing the voice?
Oh, he like totally transforms.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's awesome. He's very animated in his voice performances.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that featurette they released for Killing Joke?
No, I haven't.
That's
yet.
Something that happened recently.
Yes.
They released like a 12-minute featurette about the Killing Joke movie that's coming out. It looks really good.
Summer.
Yeah.
I know. I am super excited. On top of the fact that you've got Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill coming back. Oh my god! And I guess they're doing like a little prequel movie kind of thing,
where they show more about Batgirl.
They're focusing on Batgirl, so we get a sense of all the gravity of what's going on.
Yeah, and who she is and what she does.
Yeah, you know. And not necessarily just a character who's there.
That would be cool.
Not just Gordon's daughter.
Yeah,
she gets a little more agency.
Yeah, and I'm super excited about that.
And it looks great. It looks somewhere between the original comic and the Batman animated series.
Yeah, I've seen a trailer, although I don't think it was an official trailer because it had weird music attached to it.
Yeah, I think it was like they took a lot of the animated clips from the featurette and just kind of threw it all together.
Gotcha. Okay, so I saw that, and that looks really good. So yeah, like I'm looking forward to
it. There's a lot of poses and shots in the animated version that are just shot for shot the same as the comic.
Good. Something like Killing Joke, that's what they'd have to do.
Yeah.
Because it is iconic.
You deviate too far, you're going to tick everybody off.
So. I mean, it is one of those like...
And because it's just really good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's one of the darker Batman stories. It's probably one of the better Joker stories.
It's like the Joker story.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it goes into his backstory.
Yeah, with origin.
Yeah, it...
Ish. Origin-ish.
Well, it really has informed the current portrayal of the Joker for the past...
forever.
Yeah. 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
Which is weird to think about. That
I know,
Killing
right?
Joke is that old.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad we don't know what is the Joker's real name is.
We're possibly getting it in the rebirth.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to definitively say, I heard a rumor that it might be Thomas Wayne.
I don't even know how that's possible.
Jay Okerman. Because that's how all the other Batman villains are named. They all have like funny names like that.
That's right, yeah.
Jay Okerman. Yep.
Well, yeah. Well, while we're on the topic of movies and superheroes and stuff, do you see all those pictures of Doctor Strange?
I did. I think he looks good. I mean, yeah, he's got a billion belts around his waist.
Yeah, he loves those belts.
Tetsuo, what's his name? The Final Fantasy guy version of Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Nomura. Tetsuo Nomura.
Yeah. At least he doesn't have a bunch of pouches, because I would have been 90s Rob Liefeld Doctor Strange. That's where he keeps all of his magic.
Spell components, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. But it looks good.
No, I think it does look good.
They're all pre-special effects, so yeah. It just looks like Benedict Cumberbatch and his buddies having a fun LARP adventure in the city.
Yeah, he went and bought comics in the outfit.
That was cool.
Yeah, yeah, and he like took pictures with fans and stuff. It was good.
Yeah,
I thought it was really nice.
He looks good in the part. I was a little worried about old Benny Cumberbatch.
Yeah, I was kind of worried like how he would look.
Bandersnatch Cumberbun.
Swap Pinwalla. But I like Benedict Cumberbatch. I've always liked him as an actor.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, I know he hasn't done a lot outside of, like, Sherlock.
Star Trek.
He's done some movies. He did that one about the guy who created the first computer.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, the Alan Turing.
Yeah, yeah. The Turing.
Yep.
Yeah. I've heard that was Enigma? Really good.
Enigma?
I think.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. That movie, I've heard that movie was good. He's in War Horse. Actually.
Yeah, he is in War Horse.
He had a big old bushy British
is he
mustache.
One of the horses.
He could have.
That was mean. I'm sorry, Benedict Cumberbatch.
But no, I'm excited to see his career actually like grow.
Yeah,
because that's everything that I've seen with the Marvel Universe is it really boosts the careers of a lot of actors.
Oh sure, look at every actor that's popped up in a major way in one of those Marvel movies. It brought Robert Downey Jr.'s career back.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dead.
It made Chris Hemsworth's career.
It literally. Yeah. Because what did he do for that? He was Kirk's dad.
Yeah,
in the first X-Men movie. Or
Before X-Men. He got jacked. When he just looked like a normal person.
Yeah, he looked like a normal person. Because I remember like when they announced he was Thor, I was like, that skinny guy?
That guy? Yeah. But no, like Chris Evans, he's actually starting to get into directing, from what I understand.
Yeah,
we actually watched his movie the other day.
Yeah?
What movie was that? A romantic comedy. So.
What movie was that?
Before We Go?
Yeah.
Oh,
he starred
right,
in
yeah.
it and directed it.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
pretty generic.
Oh, what's his name? The guy who plays Hawkeye.
Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, he seems like a really cool guy. Like,
no.
I like him.
No.
Oh, no, no, no.
No.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I did forget about
that.
That
guy seems like a butthole.
Yeah, I did forget about those horrible interviews.
Yeah.
I guess my mind blanked on that one. Okay.
He seems like a great guy, except for all those awful things he said.
Yeah.
About women.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I did forget about that. My bad. I was thinking more like the interviews where he was actually kind of funny.
The interview where he's saying stuff and then like Chris Evans is there and he's like, got like this look on his face like oh, no.
Yeah, okay.
Stop now.
I remember the Age of Ultron Trek now. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Well, he hasn't really done a whole lot. I mean, he did that crappy Hansel and Gretel movie.
Right Monster Hunters, Witch Hunters?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That movie was tolerably bad. Like,
yeah.
It was like,
kind Van of like Helsing.
So bad and cheesy, it's almost good.
Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo hasn't really done a whole lot either.
No, he does a lot behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It's a shame because he's the best.
Yeah.
I really like him.
He really picks and chooses his roles.
He should.
I mean, there was that one where he was, it was Julianne Moore. It was like,
The Kids Are Alright?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
And he was pretty good in that.
Yeah.
I did like that one.
What did I say my roller derby name would be? It was something with Mark Ruffalo. I forget.
Buffalo? No.
No, no. It was better than that.
Scruffalo?
I don't know. I don't remember. But I had come up with a roller derby name for myself that was something with Mark Ruffalo's name.
Nice.
That's okay. Marion doesn't have a roller derby team anymore anyway.
Really? They're gone?
Yeah.
Oh, too bad.
Yep, they're done.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Chrissy's talked about it a little bit. I guess, like, a lot of people can't make practices, and attendance has just never been good. Well, anyway, Marvel boosting careers of people, and the fact that they're still being super ambitious with everything.
Yes.
I did see a little featurette from Civil War of Paul Rudd meeting Captain America for the first time. He's like, just kind of pops out of a van.
That's cool. I'm looking forward to Civil War.
Yeah. I am, like, super bad. Like, May can't get here fast enough.
Yeah, I think I'm done taking in, like, trailers and media about it.
I'm here.
You know, I'm ready to just see it.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, I really hope we don't see any more Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I really wanted Spider-Man to be, like, a big reveal in the movie.
I did, too. Yeah.
But I get why they did it.
They couldn't go the entire time. I'm surprised they lasted as long as they did without revealing.
I know, right?
They spent about the same amount of time as they did not spoiling the Vision in Age of Ultron.
Yeah, it wasn't until, like, right before the movie came out.
Right before, yeah.
Let's see here. But speaking of Doctor Strange and...
I clued the guys in earlier, everybody in today. There was another Doctor Strange movie from the 70s a long time ago. Yeah, I was the only one that is sitting here that knew about it, which is surprising because I love bad movies.
Yeah, you love super cheesy movies, especially from the 80s and then the 70s.
Especially with superheroes in them.
Yeah, so I kind of wanted to talk a few minutes about... the lesser known, like, Marvel, mostly Marvel movies, but there have been some DC as well and other superheroes. But yeah, like the Doctor Strange, where he just looks like an adult film star. Doctor Strange with an afro and a pencil thin, like, John Waters mustache.
Yeah.
And his bright purple shirt.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, that one's.
And at one point he's, like, wearing, like, a lab coat, and I'm like a little.
Well, he's a doctor. He is a medical doctor.
Is he?
Yeah, that was
I'm
his
not
whole
as
thing.
Familiar
he was a,
with the characters.
Doctor Strange. He was a hotshot surgeon. He was like the Tony Stark of surgery.
Okay.
Until he gets drunk in a car accident and his hands are ruined.
Okay.
So he can't be a super doctor anymore. So he goes and tries to find a way to get his hands fixed. And the Ancient One says, "I'll fix your hands, but you got to become my apprentice." That's his backstory.
Huh.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. Yeah, I just spoiled the first 20 minutes of, or probably...
An hour
of Doctor Strange. You know, whatever. The 70s Doctor Strange has nothing to do with that, though. That's just, it's just nothing. We were just talking. Do you remember the Dolph Lundgren Punisher?
I remember seeing it in a DVD bin.
Yeah. It's actually one of the closest adaptations of the Punisher, I think. It's closer than the Thomas Jane one.
Huh.
I can see Dolph Lundgren as Frank Castle. It's not bad casting.
It's not.
Especially for the time that it came out.
Yeah.
I wish he wore the skull shirt, because that's the only thing in that movie he doesn't actually... He just wears a black shirt with a black leather jacket over it. He doesn't wear the white
logo.
Skull.
Yeah.
So
this Punisher's not as into branding as the other one.
No, he's too busy murdering bad guys.
Yeah.
Branding
is always important for superheroes, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, there have been multiple Captain Americas.
Yes.
Yeah. Reb Brown from the 70s, those two made-for-TV movies. We watched that trailer sitting here.
Yeah.
With his giant motorcycle helmet.
He looked like Evel Knievel.
Oh,
With a transparent shield.
Yeah, he probably did that on purpose.
Sure.
Yeah,
he was more motorcycle than... Yeah, he was more motorcycle than
man.
Captain than America.
Than man.
Yeah. Yeah. But then the sequel to that... he wears a closer costume.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the Captain America, like, crappy movie I remember the most is the one that had, like, the foam rubber ears on the outside of the mask.
Yes. That was a canon film, I think. Yeah. That was the one with Matt Salinger. Yeah. That was good stuff.
Son of J.D. Salinger.
Yeah. And, that had the Red Skull in it for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then while Captain America is frozen, the Red Skull ages normally and gets plastic surgery, so he just looks like a normal dude by the end of the movie. The end of the movie is Captain America just beating up some old guy.
they're like, we don't want to pay for that skull makeup for that long.
It's a shame because it looked really good.
Like I said before, I really wish they'd bring Hugo Weaving back, but he probably won't.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
That's a pretty good Red Skull.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, by the end of it, he just doesn't look like that. He just looks like some old guy.
He looks like an old Nazi.
Yeah, pretty much. But there have just been a million of these. Have you seen any of the original made-for-TV Hulk movies?
Yes. Yes, I have
the one,
seen
the one with Thor.
Yeah, where
I've
where,
seen pictures of that.
Where
Thor.
Donald Blake is like not even like Thor. He just has the hammer and he can call Thor.
He can summon. It's a, yeah. It's a summon. It's like his stand or whatever.
It's so bad.
It's a summon. But there was also one with Daredevil.
I think I remember seeing pictures of that.
Yeah.
And there was actually supposed to be a third one that didn't get made because, unfortunately, the guy who played Bruce Banner or David Banner, Bill Bixby, passed away. But yeah, it was supposed to have Iron Man in it. Huh. And Iron Man was supposed to be played by Tom Selleck.
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
Can you imagine early 90s Tom Selleck, like, immediately post Magnum P.I. Tom Selleck as Iron Man?
Oh, man. That is perfect.
Yeah. And there was actually also screenshots, a screen test for a She-Hulk spinoff movie, made-for-TV movie, starring Brigitte Nielsen.
I had a feeling that name was going to come up.
Yeah. So, actually, I'll pull that one up, too, because that one's actually kind of neat.
I didn't think anybody but Robert Downey Jr. could do a good Tony Stark, but 90s Tom Selleck could absolutely be Tony Stark.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's the promo picture for She-Hulk coming soon, but no, actually never.
Her face isn't green.
No.
Huh.
But she looks like She-Hulk. She
absolutely looks
does.
Like it. Yeah.
I wish the MCU would do something more with the Hulk, like, universe.
I agree.
The Hulkiverse.
I don't know what they can do with the Hulk, because his rights might still be... He was one of those weird gray area characters because his rights were with... It wasn't Sony, was it? It was someone...
I think it was Fox.
Was it Fox?
I feel like it was Fox.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I feel like that the Ang Lee Hulk movie was a Fox joint.
It might have been. But yeah, it's one of those where he just... I don't think he can appear in his own standalone movie anymore. I think the Incredible Hulk, what's his name? The Edward Norton one was kind of a fluke or something.
Did it even happen? That movie wasn't bad.
That movie wasn't bad, and it is in continuity with the rest of the ones.
Yeah, I like The Incredible. Because Thunderbolt Ross is going to be in Civil War.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And Tony Stark does appear at the end of The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
Come on, give me the information.
Although, I'll be honest, I liked Sam... God, I'm just blanking on names like crazy today. What's his name? The old guy, like, sounds like a cowboy. He was the narrator in The Big Lebowski.
Oh, Sam Elliott.
Yeah, Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. He was Thunderbolt Ross in the Ang Lee version, and I liked him a lot better. I thought he fit a lot better.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I can't find any information on who made this movie. Come on now. I forgot how bad this movie looked.
Yeah, CG wasn't great.
No, it wasn't.
But I had Nick Nolte as the absorbing man, kind of.
That sounds like a character that they're just like certain characters you can tell by their superhero name that they're going to mess it up in a movie.
Oh, sure. Although they've been doing absorbing man pretty well on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, like, I liked when he appeared.
Mm-hmm. And they're actually bringing him back at some point this season, from what I understand.
God, I'm so far behind.
I am too.
Like Plastic Man, they would never do him, right?
They would never do him. Can you imagine Plastic Man played by, I've always thought UHF era Weird Al would have made an excellent Plastic Man. That would have been like,
I thought
best.
You were going to say Kramer.
Well, Jerry.
No.
But we can go on about bad superhero stuff. Do you remember the old Shazam show?
Yes.
Yes. Where he was driving across the country in a camper.
I remember that. Yeah. I do remember that.
Teenage Billy Batson.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Zack Snyder's Shazam?
We might see it. We might see a version of it because they're working on
The
one.
Rock was in talks to possibly play Black Adam.
The Rock has signed on to play Black Adam.
Mm-hmm.
But like a movie about a kid that turns into basically Superman.
But hates it.
Hates it. Super bleak.
Oh, you mean like the New 52...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they
Captain
already
Marvel.
Did that.
Yeah.
I'm an orphan and also a jerk.
And
I have stupid boots now.
Those stupid boots. God, I think that was an episode of one of the episode names was Shazam's stupid boots.
It's right up there with Superman's punch car.
Yeah. Well, we're just divulging into like just dumb
we're just
stuff now.
We're getting self-referential.
So yeah, let's go ahead and wrap it up here. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdoverload website.
You can email us with any questions, concerns, comments at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can tweet us tweets at nerd_overload.
And don't forget, we're on iTunes and Stitcher, so go over there and check out our backlog. We have almost 100 episodes to go back through, so get on that.
You can also, every Saturday, you can either find us at 107.5 WZMO on the radio, or if you're outside the listening area, you can stream our show at 10 and 9 on Saturdays at WZMOFM.com.
Yep, just go over there and you can tune in and find some other cool stuff over there as well.
There's a great picture of us on it.
There is a really great picture, absolutely.
It is worth checking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I rock that Amish mafia.
Definitely. So anyway, thank you all for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
Pizza out.
This show was sponsored in part by Creative Foundations and Starbase Columbus.